Jim, we're just talking about it. The Make Yourself at Home vouchers are going to return next month. Of course, encouraging Tasmanians to get out and see our own backyard, experience the off-season, the perfect time to do it. No need to go anywhere else. Who cares that it's all shut on the mainland? We don't want to go there.
Everything you need is right here in Tasmania.
And now,
including our next stunningly handsome guest.
Oh, you took the words right out of my mouth. He's a friend of the show. Please welcome Tourism Industry Council Tasmania CEO. I guarantee he'll be getting a few messages after joining us on the show this morning. Mr. Lukey Martin. Luke, welcome.
I'll take that. I thought the Killers was an introduction was a good start.
Yeah. We put that song in just for you, Luke.
Yeah, somebody told me you're a good-looking rooster, mate. Absolutely wasted on radio.
Luke, first things first, mate, let's talk about these Make Yourself at Home vouchers. Exciting news for Tasmanians, again, encouraging us to go and see our beautiful state.
Yeah, look, it's fantastic. I think last year Tasmanians rallied and got out and saw their regional areas and support our tourism businesses, which was desperately needed. So it worked. Let's do it again. And again, I'm sure everyone's going to be thinking now about which little patch of Tassie they didn't get to last year, or which particular hotel they want to go and spend a night at, or go and check out a different town, or go up to Derby for a weekend and hopefully spend that money in the local economy.
Well, speaking of the weekend, Lukey, would you like to see, what would you like to see different, I guess, with the vouchers this time? Because last time, there was certain places you could spend and certain times you could spend. What do you want to see this time?
Yeah. Look, KISS principle applies, I think. But look, there was a lot of well-intended sort of parameters put around the vouchers last year. For example, we assumed that people would travel naturally on the weekends anyway. So if we made the vouchers for the weekdays, that might spread the workload, the visit load across the week, but that turned out to be a bit problematic for a lot of people, obviously. So lift the requirement. If people want to, weekends are going to be when people are travelling. There's no school holidays, obviously, in the next 7 weeks. So that's the obvious one. Obviously, the second one we want to see is lift the requirements on local government boundaries. So we had this situation last year where people from Glenorchy and Clarence were using their voucher if they couldn't get out into the region, so they were going to spend a night in a nice hotel in Hobart. That's a bit silly that people in Newtown can't do that, for example. So, they're two simple things, but the weekends is the big one because obviously the vouchers eligibility will end on effectively when the September school holidays start. So, if you've got kids or you obviously work Monday to Friday, really it's going to be weekends we can get away. So, that's the big one we're looking at.
Luke, were you finding that people, when they were using them last year, were going to the same places, like their favourite gems that they often go to, or were they using these to explore different parts of Tassie that they'd maybe never been to before?
Look, the evidence shows, and certainly anecdotally, that a lot of Tasmanians last year made a conscious effort to get to different parts of the state. They, I think as Tasmanians, we've all got our favourite little patches, whether it's somewhere we grew up, or we've got the shack, or we've got a family member, and I think we always parts of the state we all have familiar with, but I think last year people felt like it was the time to go and see a part of the state they probably hadn't ever been to before, hadn't been to for years. So certainly I think that's what happened last year. Sure, people will use it to go up the East Coast or go to Derby and do a mountain biking weekend. Fine, that's good, but hopefully some other people will use it as a chance to go and see the Northwest Coast if they haven't been there for years, or go and check out the deep south and go down to Dover or Geeston and spend a night down there. Check out different parts of the state, tick off new parts of the Tassie bucket list, and as you guys have done, discover that it's pretty great out there this time of year.
Oh, absolutely. We have been loving it, Luke.
One of my favourite things, Luke, I don't know if you'd agree, is when Sir Nathan and I, if we're going up to Stanley or somewhere, it's when you're stopping at places along the way, little cafes, meeting people and discovering things that you hadn't planned to see. That, I don't know if you agree if that's some of the best things that we have here in Tassie.
Yeah, look, I think when you're actually doing it leisure-based, you realise our roads and our drives are pretty special. I always loved to drive over to the West Coast, which everyone kind of, oh, gosh, it's such a windy, long road. But there's all these stop points, little 10-minute walks, little places to pull over on the side of the river, or are you right, pubs or cafes that are dotted all over the state now. And again, take your time, spread the money as far as you can, go and buy a coffee in a town where, they would normally be having lots of New South Welshmen and Victorians coming in, and the next few weeks they're not. So spread that money, go and see a bit of Tassie and obviously enjoy yourself.
Absolutely. What about the fact that it's a ballot this year as well, Lukey? Because we know, of course, they ran out very quick last year when first in best dress, people missing out, people then trying to resell it and not using it getting more than one. We thought it was a little bit unfair, but we think it's really good this year that it's a ballot. Would you agree?
Yeah, look, I'm very interested to see how they're going to run that ballot. I'm looking forward. I'm sure we'll find that out in the next few days. But, yeah, look, I think, again, it was well-intended, but clearly anyone who was doing, had to work or couldn't get to a computer at 9 a.m. on that Monday to be able to register their voucher, or indeed was sitting on the computer and it timed out on them three times, like some people I know. Everyone puts their name in the ballot if you're keen. The vouchers get distributed. The message is, if you are very fortunate to get one, use it, or indeed offer to hand it back and get it redistributed to someone else. And that was probably the takeout last year, is that we want to see many people as possible get one. And obviously, if you do get one, to go and use it. and make that call now, which, people have the best of intentions when they get one, but life gets in the way. Plans don't work out. So hopefully, the government makes it quite easy for people to either transfer them to family or friends, or indeed send them back in and have them distributed to someone else who'd missed out on the ballot.
I'd love to see a really, really big hat, maybe down in Salamanca somewhere. That. And we send Lukey down, and Luke, you just pull names out of a hat.
I wouldn't be surprised if it's pretty close to that, I reckon. I'm very how the boffins, I know there's probably some lost sleep at the moment trying to work out how they're going to run this ballot. So, look, hopefully I think everyone can register. It's going to have to be very quick. Obviously it's only 7 weeks, the eligibility to use them, so it's not like we're gonna have long to register for the ballot. It'll have to be very quick, and then obviously getting them out into people's pockets as soon as they can, so they can start making their bookings and taking those couple of days off work if they need to, and start getting in, out and using them.
Absolutely. Well, Luke, we think it's a great idea. We're so glad that the Make Yourself at Home vouchers have returned to Tassie. Well, go and explore your own backyard. Tourism Ministry Council Tasmania CEO Lukey Martin. We appreciate you coming on the show, buddy.
Thank you. Thanks, guys.
Want more Jimmy and Nath? Download the Hit app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.